Thank you, Mayor. We've got three or four council members who've asked to speak. Mr. Boyd, Mr. Flynn, and then Mr. Strickland.
Thank you, Mayor, for being with us.
Yes, sir.
We also represent the first group of people in the council here. All the citizens of the city of Memphis. You mentioned a while ago that Mr. Mackey and Marshall mentioned who approached whom in the way of a bonner. That was in answer. I asked a question of Chief McGee that I was curious about that. So that's where that came from.
Okay.
And I was disappointed. I can't speak for anyone else. I was disappointed that Director Moody and Ms. McFagan exited the room when it came time for us to ask some questions that citizens, our constituents,
now explain that to me. They did that at the direction of the mayor. So if you were disappointed, you can be disappointed at the action of the mayor, not the behavior of the director or the deputy director. They were ordered to exit. So your disappointments can be expressed to me, and I accept it.
About where that came from. I was expecting to get some answers from questions that I had and that my constituents had, especially the two questions which I did not get an answer. I thought Chief McGee did a good job in a very trying circumstance that day, but he didn't have some answers, and that was what transpired during the time from the time that Gibbons did bring it to your attention that we were short-handed over there and we were facing a crisis. So since you're here to answer the questions on behalf of those people.
A lot of work, a lot of effort. That's what transpired. A lot of work, a lot of effort to get adequate staff. That's what transpired.
Well, a number of months in between, it got worse rather than better. And everything I've been able to gather from them.
So let me just say this. I don't know where all of this is going. I'm like the Apostle Paul, in case some of you haven't heard about him. He's a great apostle. What's behind me is behind me. I'm moving forward. What I'm interested in trying to do is to maintain a viable program and to move forward and to strengthen it. If somebody can explain, the only useful purpose that me having a dialogue with you about what took place 3 months ago is that if mistakes were made, it's for the administration to ensure that they're not made in the future. Now, anybody comes to talk to me about what happened in the past allows you to grow from whatever the challenges were and to make sure you don't repeat them again. Now, if we all have an interest in that, we can travel on this front.
Well, but if it's to assess, I have an interest in that. That's all I have an interest in. That's the rape victims. Victims of rape. So, let me give you an example in response to what you just said, Mayor.
Thank you.
And that is, someone asked me just 30 minutes ago, what do you think about moving that rape crisis center, the center, over to the county side? How would you feel about that? Well, my answer, my frank answer was, just firing from the hip, I think it would depend a lot on who the leadership would be at the center. Decision I'd make there. So that's the reason I'd like to know, but am I hearing you say that you don't plan to make any changes in that leadership there?
Councilman, I'm not saying anything about leadership. I think as a mayor, if I determine that I want a leadership change, I'll make it. And if I don't feel that that's necessary, I won't make it. And I'm not prepared to tell you right now what I'm going to do. I'm still going through a deliberative process.
Yes, sir, and I will wait till you make that decision before I would make the decision on voting or whatever comes up on that issue.
Yes, sir.
The reimbursement situation, I suppose we'll be getting an audit results from that.
We'll get an audit when it's completed. Yes, sir. I just signed a contract on yesterday.
They give you any kind of idea, Mayor, how long it might take?
We actually have a document today we're going to pass out that gives some reconciliation. We estimate some 60 to 90 days for the audit, but there is some reconciliation.
Councilman, the chair asked last time, Mr. McElroy, to bring the document. We do have that document today.
And I think it will answer all of the questions, but it's kind of like our budget. When we give you a management report, am I correct, Roland? Until the audit is certified, it's not official, right?
That's correct.
We have a financial report that I think will answer a lot of your questions. But then we still want an audit firm to go in to review all of the information that we submit to you.
I would ask again for members of the council because we've got 13.
Well, maybe I may.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Only $100,000. This goes to a question about the leadership possibly or management that I asked Chief McGee about. And there's two negative things about that. We're given a budget which shows that you'd be only receiving $100,000 in revenue there. We're trying to keep up the expenses down, therefore tax rate down. And we're kind of grappling with that every night and every day. So that's one thing. And the other is, it's always a question, is that was that there to mislead us on the amount of revenues that we could expect in there, which again has bearing, you know, on the tax rate. So that's the type of questions I had. So
I would think out of, and I don't know what number you will ultimately approve, but over $500 million budget, you directed the question on $100,000 item, and someone trying to mislead you. I have no reason to believe that any of those staff personnel would try to mislead anyone. Okay.
Well, I think we had up to that point like 400,000 revenues coming in.
And we're going to reconcile and give that to you. Yeah. We'll get information for you.
I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Flynn, Strickland, and Conrad.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.